in the crypt of betrayal, forgiving like David amidst family shadows. We find King David navigating the wreckage of his own family in ancient stories, where pain lingers like incense in an abandoned cathedral. This isn't a polished story of easy victories. It's raw and gothic in its darkness, but threaded with light from a God who meets us in the ruins. When you've been betrayed by your closest friends, it's hard to forgive. Still, David's life reminds us that grace can bloom even in the darkest soil. David loved his children fiercely, but cracks started to form early. The family carried the weight of his own mistakes, and betrayal after betrayal shaken their house like storms battering a stone chapel. Amnon, one son, committed a horrific violation against Tamar. The silence was deafening. Absalom, her brother, carried that rage until it exploded into murder. Absalom turned against his father, stealing hearts and launching a rebellion that forced David to flee Jerusalem. These weren't minor family squabbles. David had to face the reality that his children, the ones he would have died for, chose paths of destruction. They were soul-crushing blows, the kind that make you question everything you believe about love and loyalty. But somewhere in the shadows, forgiveness grew. It doesn't paint David as a perfect hero. His household suffered consequences, and the grief was heavy. When Absalom died in battle, David's cry echoed throughout the ages, "Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom." There's anguish in every word. Still, we see in that mourning that a heart is learning to let go of bitterness. If you forgive someone in these moments, you're not pretending the pain never happened. It's choosing to unclench your fists while the wounds still throb. David did this when he extended mercy at points where revenge would have been natural. He mourned instead of gloating. In spite of all the chaos, he kept looking up to God. The feeling of family betrayal hits you differently. It's not like a stranger wronging you, it's someone who knows your secrets and shared your table, but still drove the spear in. It's hard to sleep, wondering where it all went wrong. Gothic truth, we can turn dark nights into sacred spaces if we let God in. The cross symbolizes betrayal overcome by love. Jesus forgave the people who nailed him to the cross. Perhaps he can help us forgive our own Absaloms. In our haunted houses, how does this work? First, acknowledge the pain without minimizing it. David didn't rush to denial. He wept. Then he stepped forward with trembling. The second thing you can do is pray, like David did so often in the Psalms. Third, set boundaries. Forgiveness doesn't always mean restoring closeness right away. Sometimes you just need to let them go while protecting your own soul. The beauty in David's story is how God kept weaving redemption through the broken threads. The Christian Gothic heartbeat comes from a fractured family line. Light from darkness. Hope from horror. We don't deny the shadows. We watch them bow before the dawn. In the face of betrayal this deep, the enemy whispers you'll never heal, that trust's dead forever. David proves otherwise. His life proves that God's mercy is bigger than a curse or repeated failure. You can forgive without forgetting the lessons. If you grieve, you can still choose grace. Take heart if you're sitting in your own shadowy chamber right now, staring at relationships that are a mess. He stumbled, he cried out, and he found that forgiveness, while costly, brings unexpected freedom. The same God who sustained him in the cave and on the run stands ready to sustain you too. Keep walking. The light is coming. Forgiveness is a journey through the crypt with the one who won the victory. It's gothic in its mystery, but Christian in its triumphant hope. Keep walking.